Locker room chats continuing here on 92.1 KMZA as we now transition to Valley Heights basketball and joined now by girls head coach, that is Jordan Brockstrom. It is presented by Blue Valley Technologies and a Countryside Feed. Coach, your team's still number 3 in the latest rankings in Class 2A from the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. And after the tough loss on Friday to Centralia, you guys bounced back at home with a nice home victory against a very good Clifton Clyde team. How nice was it to see your team bounce back against a very solid Clifton Clyde squad?
Well, Clifton Clyde did some things that we're going to start seeing quite a bit of. They packed it inside and kind of dared us to shoot from the outside a bit. And I thought our girls had the composure through that game, and I think they felt like they took care of business in it. But it was good to get the win, and it was nice to kind of get a better taste in our mouth after the loss to Centralia.
Team right now sitting at 16-2, and just 2 games left here in the regular season. You'll get Onega on Friday, and then close it out Tuesday against Blue Valley. Want to get your quick thoughts on the sub-state. You know, a lot of these TVL teams are basically seeing mostly TVL teams in their sub-states. You guys are the exception there with your 2A sub-state, that is Belleville. You guys are right now top of that sub-state, and a win would essentially clinch that number one seed. But an El Saline team that's 13-4, you got Harrington at 12-5, and then a couple of teams in there, Bennington, Sacred Heart at 9-9, also St. Mary's, Waubunsee, and Republic County. What's just kind of your early take on the sub-state and the challenges that are going to present there here in about a week and a half?
Well, I think I'd like to think that our TVL schedule, even though we don't see TVL teams in our sub-state, I kind of like that. It's nice to get away from the league a little bit, but I guess the downside about that is there's some unfamiliarity with those teams. I don't know much about any of them, but there's some teams in our sub-state that are definitely going to present some challenges. I think El Saline appears to be a good team, and then I know St. Mary's might not have the greatest record going into sub-state, but they play in a really, really challenging league, and anytime we've seen Mid-East League teams in postseason, it's always been tough for us. So I think their record is really deceptive, and they're a quality team to look out for as well. But ultimately, we're just going to hope to be playing some good basketball come March and come the start of sub-state and postseason and see where we go.
As, again, we're down here, final 2 games, you'll get Onega and Blue Valley. Just what's maybe some chalkboard material that you're kind of stressing to your team with you and your coaches as, again, preparing for sub-state, but just a few things you really want to see out of your team here in these last 2 to really know that your team's in the right mindset heading into that sub-state tournament?
Now is definitely the time to narrow our focus on postseason, but we still got a couple more league games to take care of. And I guess in these games they can prepare us for postseason a little bit. We can try to clean some things up, and I'd like to see us value the ball and limit turnovers. I'd like to see us try to run in transition and kind of have fun and play loose and get everybody involved and start to gain some excitement heading into the postseason.
That is Valley Heights girls basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom joining us. His team 16-2, number 3 in Class 2A. They got a nice win over Clifton Clyde on Tuesday. They have 2 more games left in the regular season, Onega on Friday and then Blue Valley on a Tuesday next week, and then sub-state looming large the week after. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday against Onega, and we'll do it one more time next week.
Yep, thank you very much. Looking forward to it.